Holly, hello.
Oh, hey, welcome to Uva Ball Raw. I'm Gary Otto. Here's Dr. Uva Ball.
Jewel.
Good morning for me. Good, what is it, evening over there?
No, it's only lunchtime.
Lunchtime?
So,
Okay.
yeah. I mean, we have so much to talk about. I just tweeted a lot of stuff and
Well, first of all, let's start with
yeah.
the fact that your book is number one on Amazon in Germany.
Yeah, not from all books, right? It's like from like cultural, political books, I'm number one. So means like there is no, it's not in the fictional books. It's a book about cancel culture and all that stuff. So, but it's good. I mean, it's I'm very happy about it.
What is the title of the book in German?
So if you translate it, it's basically why we're all scared to say the truth.
Okay.
That is, and then it's about there are chapters about Trump, Merkel, Ukraine war, Iraq, Afghanistan, like everything what is around us, and specific chapters about cancel culture, about woke, Me Too, Black Lives Matters, the George Floyd situation, what is now anniversary of it right now, like stuff like this.
Okay.
And yeah, and I mean, the last few days with Texas and this kind of like endless loops. The thing is, one key element of the book is that we don't learn. We just don't learn from the past.
Yeah.
And I think that shows the Texas, at first it was Buffalo and whatever, it shows the Texas massacre. In a major way.
Yeah, there
It's
was a
like,
shooting. Everybody knows. Some dude went in and shot up how many kids? Like
19,
12?
19.
19. Holy shit.
Yeah,
So
nine.
it went up.
And a few parents or teachers. So 21 dead. And, but you know why I'm so pissed? I'm not really pissed about the behavior of the Republicans because they are fucking retards and will never change anything. But I'm pissed about the Biden administration and all the TV hosts and everybody says the same stuff over and over
Yeah.
and over fucking over.
And
You
nothing
know,
ever
it's
changes.
but they have the majority. The midterms didn't happen so far.
Okay.
So I mean, you don't need the Republicans to say, okay, we put some gun rules in effect. You can use just the, I mean, and for this, the Manchin guy need to vote also for. Like, so I have tweeted like, and where's the executive order? Like Trump did executive orders for everything from Kentucky Fried Chicken to the border in Mexico. I mean, think about it, right? So he did executive orders, and then the other, the law or whatever, had to take them away. But it took months and months, and he just started building the wall and stuff like this, you know? And so what is Biden holding back? Why he's not saying, okay, from now on, the first executive order is an absolutely ban on assault rifles. You don't need, if you're like a sports shooter or you go to the gun range, you don't need assault rifles. You
Yeah.
know,
And
and you don't need
it's not banning all guns. It's just banning the really fucking damaging guns, like the
Yeah,
kind that this
because
guy used.
yeah, he had two assault rifles. So, you know, like, I mean, that is just like you can kill way more people in a short amount of time, right? So, I mean, that is here the point. And they should do a ban on assault rifles. They should do, in general, not sell guns to eight. He was 18. When he turned 18, he went to the gun thing and bought two assault rifles. I mean, that cannot be allowed. You need like a background check on everybody. You need, in Germany, for example, you need to be a member of a gun club. You know, where you have to prove that from time to time you go target shooting and stuff like this. And as a member of a gun club, the gun club has also the function to check on the members in a way. You know, that not like shady terrorists are coming and buying guns after guns, for example. And so they are all like, you also need to lock your guns up at home. You need to have like a gun safe.
Yeah.
All, you know, all that shit in America, nobody has to have. There's also the reason, like thousands of children shooting other children by just not by that really by accident because the gun is just laying there full loaded. And I mean, it's
Yeah, a lot of
bad.
parents are irresponsible and leave their firearms just sitting around, and a lot of kids kill themselves. I remember reading something about a kid posing with a gun that he found at a relative's house, and he thought it was cool. They were taking pictures. Then the gun goes off, the kid's dead. You know, it could happen in an instant.
Yeah, and that is the thing. It's like, but I don't know what else has to happen. You know, it's just
There's
unbelievable.
so much money to be made with that shit. That's what it is, man. It's all about money.
Yeah,
Look
but
at
how
Don't
much
Look
money?
Up. They sold the earth out for money. Money is king in all topics, it seems, to the Republicans. And Biden, I think, is afraid to do the executive order because he doesn't want to normalize it. I would hope that that is the reason. Otherwise, he's a puss, you know.
Yeah, but he was a bit, you don't have to normalize it. If you do just one executive order, you're not
Yeah,
normalizing it. Yeah.
I know. But before Trump, it was pretty rare. It was done like a couple times during Biden's. But what else? Has he done any executive orders at all?
I don't even know. I
That's a good
don't know.
question. I don't think he has.
Yeah, but I did
Oh boy.
with the student debt.
Yeah, he wants to do this stupid student debt thing, but look at me. I have to start repaying my student loans next month. So good fucking look what it did. Like nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't get it with
And
the gun.
the fact that I'm fucking 42 and I'm still paying back college loans is pretty fucking sad, honestly.
Yeah.
The system is a joke. I mean, in Germany, like you get free school. You know how much I owe to school? I owe like fucking $23,000 more. That's fucking absurd.
Yeah, I mean, no, there's a lot of things that are absurd. No, yeah, but I'm mad
Well,
about
we'll
the
go back. We'll go
Democrat
back.
reaction was like they do all their big speeches and all the hosts again and Kimmel and everybody goes on air and they're all like so sad for the families and Matthew McConaughey, whatever, you know. And then, what's the point? You
Yeah,
know, I mean,
nothing's going to change. Yeah.
we know that they want gun regulations, and we know the other side doesn't want gun regulations, but we know now the Democrats are ruling, and it's about safety. Like, you know, I mean, if my senator or whatever, if my kids get shot because they are too stupid to do gun regulations in, I go for them. I mean, that is how I would react if my kid gets shot, and because these fucking retards were not able to put gun regulations in, I would do full on taxi driver and would fucking shoot them in the head. I mean, no, for that's not
No,
fun. That is how I
I
would do it.
believe you.
Like
I
nobody
do.
shoots my kids, but and you know it, that guy. You saw that little 18 years old, little depressed guy. He couldn't do damage without guns.
Yeah.
You know, so the security guard of the school would already like smash him into a pulp when he would came with a knife, you know.
The
So, and
reaction of the Republicans here right now is that we need more guns to defend ourselves against this. What do you think of that? That we need more guns?
no, of course not. Think about it. Like, I mean, I have guns, right? I'm a shooter, so I do that all my life, and I know about guns. And the reality is, so let's say you're a teacher and you have a gun in your desk. So then one time you forget to lock it up, the kids are in the school class and getting your gun. So there's the huge of accidents can happen with guns in schools on teachers. That is the one thing. But the other thing is, you think we have a chance if a guy storms in your classroom with an assault rifle before you have your gun out, you're dead.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just like it's not the way how you protect the people in giving more people guns and more specific people they have no clue from guns. So, I mean, it's just insane. Only to protect that stupid gun industry. I mean, they make money no matter what. They sell their guns worldwide. They still can sell guns. But you need to limit it to people. They come clear in background checks, also in psychological in a psychological way. And then you need to lock up your guns and stuff like this. The city here comes controlling. If you buy a gun, you need your license, and you have the license, then you have to register the gun, then you bring the gun home. And they come, they have two possibilities. They call you and say, show us a photo, send us a photo per email that the gun is in the safe.
Yeah.
You know that kids have no access and stuff like this. So if you don't show the photo, they're coming to you and take the gun away if there's no safe. So, I mean, and why is in America, is it all like, oh, it's all the freedom and the freedom. There was a freedom under cowboys where you had like living in a land where a gun was absolutely needed to survive and to hunt and stuff like this.
Yeah. You know? So back in the day, there wasn't police like there are now. And yeah, exactly. Now we have now the police, so we don't fucking need to, you know, have a gun at the door when someone knocks on your front door.
Exactly. I mean, it's just insane. I understand that you want to maybe have a gun if a break-in comes or whatsoever. It's understandable, but that doesn't justify that you just can own assault rifles and tons of weapons and nobody ever controls it, and you don't have to lock them up, and you don't have to regularly shoot them at a shooting range, and then they're just sitting there, and then, you know, like, I mean, it's just like,
yeah, all it takes is a couple of bad people.
Really is not only enough, it's more as enough. And I'm really tired of this kind of redundant whiny from the Democrats, and then they have not the balls to do some real executive order here. I mean, it's really sad, you know. And I mean, with this, there comes across a few other articles also I posted, but the most unbelievable one is from the Slate, where I just posted about Clarence and Ginny Thomas. You know, the Clarence, Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that fucking.
His wife is a QAnon person, and there was an article coming out that they basically, he's in it with her. So he's not like, oh, my wife is a little stupid or whatever. No, what he should do, but he's not. He has the same political opinion, and they're working actively together to rig the next election in Trump's favor. And I think that, I mean, how could that guy not being like in jail? I mean, he is a Supreme Court judge. He cannot participate in political decisions like this or political support like this. And
yeah, I read that they both are deny. She's like, he keeps what his business is to himself, and we don't talk about business. We just love each other. Bullshit. First of all, the guy looks like a fucking orangutan. I hate to say it like that. And he would never be able to get laid. So he's probably like, yeah, I've got this fucking... He's totally fucking Uncle Tom. He's like a white dude in black clothing. He's an Oreo cookie. He's a fucking phony baloney. And he should be happy that he's on the fucking Supreme Court at all. Remember that shit with the... where he was sexually harassing his secretary with the pube and the coke or something like that. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a fucking joke. And I think that he should be arrested for sure, but it's never going to happen because no one's got the fucking balls. I think that they should do something though, because Trump's going to run. He's talking about running. It seems like he's going to run. I don't know.
Look, in the article here, it's written, you need only read Ginny's emails and Clarence's opinions to see exactly how the 2024 coup attempt will go down, because it's identical to the 2020 coup attempt. If a Democrat prevails, red state officials will question the legitimacy of the results, giving state legislators an opportunity to throw them out and declare the Republican to be the real winner. This has nothing to do with liberals squelching Ginny Thomas' feminist drive to have a separate and distinct political life apart from that of her spouse. More power to her. This has everything to do with two public actors working together to ensure that red state legislators decided future elections in lieu of the voters. He works
Basically, what it is that if the state gets a Democrat positive, then they can say it's bullshit and throw it away.
Absolutely. And that is what he worked on their various opinions to the courts, where he wrote, like, it's in that article too, written that. So he wrote, and that is now original from him, two legal advocates in Arizona, he wrote, please stand strong in the face of political and media pressures. Please reflect on the awesome authority granted to you by our Constitution. And then please take action.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't just words. It's actually a theory underlying the subversion of an entire presidential election. It's also a theory her husband has endorsed as a matter of constitutional law. It didn't work in 2020 because the legal and political structures to support it weren't in place at the time. Those pieces are being put into places as we type this article.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. The voice of the people is being muted. Like, our votes, imagine that like we vote one way and they just throw it away because they feel like it. The system can't be rigged like this. Biden needs to do something.
Yeah, and they also do the college votes. Like, they basically want to be able to annul them, you know, because the college normally are more Democratic as Republican. So now they basically want to throw them all off if it doesn't fit in their results and stuff like this. I mean, it's just unbelievable how in America openly people talk about how can we make votes invalid in the election. I mean, in the shittiest European country, they're not going so far. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Things are fucked over here for sure, man.
Yeah. Look at Le Pen. Le Pen lost against Macron in France. And she's a right-wing nuthead. But even she conceded like the same night. She was not questioning it was 55-45 for Macron and the election was rigged and it's all bullshit or whatever. She didn't pull that because nobody would believe her. Everyone would say, no, you lost actually, right? But in America, then the discussion starts after a lost election. Then it's like, no, that was all rigged. There were fake ballots, bullshit, you know, stuff like this. Think again how long Trump, after the election, tried to overturn the election, including a coup, an attempt to storm the Capitol with a mob. I mean, that is like, you know, you have this in whatever, South America sometimes.
Yeah, no, it could have been a much different outcome from that storming of the Capitol. It could have been something like Mike Pence did get hanged and stuff like that. Speaking of Mike Pence,
Trump endorsed the hanging. It was also today in the Vanity Fair. He said it in things like, yeah, they should hang him.
Yeah, I hope. I don't like Pence, but it would be funny if Pence ran against Trump for the nomination. I think that Pence is like at least sane, even if he's part of the right wing Christian nutballs. I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder if DeSantis is going to try and get it. And I wonder if Trump is really relevant enough to actually get it. Because Trump's picks for those governor races, wasn't it? Didn't they like not make it? He's not the kingmaker that we thought he was.
No, but Mike Pence would not stand a chance in the preliminaries against Trump.
You don't think so?
No.
I think that fucking Pence, I think he might. We'll see. Yeah. We'll have to see.
But why?
I think he needs to have some balls. He needs to stand up and he needs to say, I'm the more relevant candidate. And then he needs to refuse to engage in the petty, like, name-calling nonsense that Trump does. Like, Trump went out there and tried to... the recent elections or whatever the fuck there was in those states, the people that he thought he wanted to win and the GOP people won. Trump was saying all sorts of nonsense and lies. Brian Kemp, for example, Trump was saying nasty, dirty bullshit. And the people were like, we've heard this before. It's all bullshit. They were able to see through it. And thus, Brian Kemp won his election, even though Trump didn't want him to. So it just shows that Trump's little – his way of dissing his opponent is becoming tired. And people are starting to realize it's bullshit. And if the country is that naive to still – because Trump hasn't changed the little stupid stuff that he says about people. It's the same stuff that it always was 4 or 5 years ago. It's still going. I don't think that it's gonna hold up that long. I think his game is old and tired. And I think that if Pence didn't engage with Trump's childish bullshit and just ignored it, he would have a chance, because I think that people are tired of Trump's bullshit. I think that that alone is going to make it so Trump wouldn't win. But we'll see if the Republicans are really behind him as much as they say that they are.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of his candidates lost now in the pre-elections, right?
Against yeah.
So that is what I hope. I mean, I hope that in the Republican Party, for the sake of the world, for the sake of democracy, that they will not make him a candidate again, and that other people succeed. You know?
Yeah, they need to get more serious, because there's so many serious fucking world events happening right now, from abortion to Russia to China to fucking gun laws to everything. There's some serious times right now, and we don't need another Trump joker in the fucking White House when we need a real leader, whether it be Republican or Democrat. We need someone to fucking sweep this shit show up and get shit done for once.
Yeah, but shit done in regards of climate change, and shit done in a good way, and not shit.
That would be wonderful too. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that is the main subject matter we have to tackle. I mean, did you read that article about Miami about like last week? There was like, Miami is gone, like lost. It's over. But people don't know it. They're still buying and whatever, living in Miami, and I'm all happy. But in the next 20 years, Miami will disappear from the land map.
Oh, and, boy.
Yeah, of course. And then, I mean, these are all facts, right? It's undeniable facts and stuff like this. But nobody, it's similar to Don't Look Up. It's similar, like people acting like it doesn't happen. But it's happening. So, and that is the thing, you know, I mean,
that's pretty fucked up. I think that people need to get their heads out of the sand, just like what you think. And hopefully this program will get our listeners to take action, you know, to vote for people who care about climate change, for example. I think that is a very important issue that gets swept under the rug underneath all of this insignificant politics. The one core root of our being is that we live on planet Earth and it needs to still exist. And like, look at all the natural disasters that have happened in the past couple years. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah, no, I know. And it's this kind of like, we're digging and digging and digging, and we don't get it. We dig our own grave the whole time. And it's very unsettling, idiotic.
So what's that?
No, say what you want
to
say.
I was going to say, just thinking back to the gun thing that we were starting with, isn't it kind of bad timing that, like, because the abortion thing is happening at the same time? Imagine that they did it, put some gun restrictions, and then the Republicans' response to that was, okay, you restricted guns, we'll restrict abortion, and it's an eye for an eye. I think the timing of the gun thing is really bad. It's going to be like a giant game of who blinked. Who blinked first? You know, it's a standoff.
No, totally. And it's, did you saw on my Facebook, people started putting up the top 10 films?
I did see that. Your fans were putting up their favorite Uwe Boll films. Yeah.
And a lot of times Postal Rampage are on it. few are more the video game people, like In the Name of the King. One guy had Seed in the front. So I posted my 10. Number one was Postal, two Darfur, three Rampage 1, 2, and 3, because I see it as one long film.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Rampage, you cannot individual see. I'm also surprised a lot of times that people writing about Rampage and say it's the best film ever, and they don't even know there is a part three. And you think, like, how can you, if you think it's the best film ever, don't follow up, like, and never watch part three. So number four is Assault on Wall Street. I did Assault on Wall Street on 4 because I think it was the best written script. Very good fleshed out characters, very good twists and turns, and a very important thing because it was about the real estate crisis 2009.
And the performances were excellent in that.
Yes. I think Dominic Purcell was never better. It was John Hurt. They were
rest in peace.
Yeah, I know, you know. And then you have Keith David. Then you,
yeah, you know, Ed Furlong. Everybody did a great job.
Michael Paré. You know,
Michael Parr is awesome.
Yeah. So then number 5, I did Stoic, about the jail thing. Stoic is, of course, not like my number 5 favorite movies I've ever done in a way, but I think it turned out to be a masterpiece because there is no flaw in Stoic. It's just like completely intense. Also with all the actors, Stefan Menekes, who's now in my Hanno film, Edward Furlong again, Sean Sippers, who was in Rampage also, and then Stephen Levinson, who is doing now the big successful Euphoria show on HBO as the filmmaker, the showrunner, the producer, the director, and it's a massive success. So I think Stoic has no flaws. It's just like, but it's very dark and consequent about the torture murder situation in a jail. Number 6, Tunnel Rats. Number 7, Hanau. Hanau is also, of course, like a cheap film, but I think based on Buffalo and based on Texas now, it's so Hanau is everywhere, right? So I think it's made a very, very important film about that amok run situations. And now the kids coming back and destroy our... close our door here for 1 second. Is the Walter here?
And some of those films were released in 3D. If you have a 3D Blu-ray player, you can get them on Amazon DE. Or, yeah, is it DE?
Yeah.
But I know In the Name of the King 1, 2, and 3 is in 3D.
Yeah. You
know what a scandal
is? That you know what a scandal is? Is that in US, there is the director's cut not even out from In the Name of the King, right?
Yeah, it's not.
No, but it's 3 hours long. I mean, that film was a success that sold millions of DVDs in the US. Why they pussy out in releasing a long version of the film? One guy has had it as his number one on his list here, In the Name of the King, director's cut. Best film from Boyle ever. So I don't know why the US is always so cheap that they actually don't want to spend another 10, 15 grand to release a different form of the film. A lot of my director's cuts are not released in US, and I'm pissed about it. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen the director's cut of In the Name of the King, because when I bought the Blu-ray 3D from Germany of In the Name of the King,
it was not a director's cut.
Well, it was a region-locked disc. It's because it's a German region. Some of them are locked and some of them are unlocked. I think Blood Rain was not locked, but it would play. But In the Name of the King didn't play. So I have to buy a region-free Blu-ray player.
Oh, God. So then I have... number 7 was Hanau on my list because I think it's an important film. Number 8, Heart of America. Same thing, in a way, about a school massacre. Very important. And I mean, Elizabeth Moss, right? Handmaid's Tale, whatever.
Oh, I think she's hot, dude. I don't know.
In the film. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then number nine, I did Dungeon Siege in the Name of the King because I felt that it was so much fun to shoot that film with all the money, with all the stars. So it's my number 9. To shoot the film was with Postal. My favorite shoots ever was In the Name of the King and Postal. And then number 10, I did German Fright movie, my German film because it was my first film, and it was with Postal in a way my only real comedy.
Yeah,
and, you know, and it's coming full circle. You know, if you feel like I felt it's a very, very important film for me. It has ruthless humor, similar to Postal, but of course way smaller budget and German language. So, and I put a number 11 on Run Amok, my film. Also in German, but I mean, this film everybody could watch around the globe because it's there's almost no talk, so you don't really need to know German or whatever, you will understand the film. But it's also kind of a serial murder film, and yeah, so but there are the films there, I think they're either the best things I made. Even if it's movies like Stoic or Darfur, who you don't want to watch every day. You know, and there are like the films that are the most important films I made.
Some of them are out of print now, like German Fried Movie is out of print.
Yeah, I know. It's I have NTSC and PAL copies still in my house in Vancouver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what we could list, and then we would send it from there. But for this, I would have to go back to Vancouver in a way. But it's good to have it now. Or maybe next time I'm there, I'm sending you two big packages.
Yeah, no, we could probably make some money off that, because I know that some dude upped the price to $200, $300 for the Uwe Boll 4-disc set. And I think that had Barschel, Murder in Geneva.
Yeah, that is all on this DVD. Yeah, I have them. So,
okay.
Let's think about it. What we can do?
Yeah, we can. You know what?
Natalie is going Tuesday.
Okay.
To Vancouver, so I can make her go to the basement, and if she can pull one big things of the Boll collection, and it has to be NTSC, she maybe can ship one to you.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, if she can do it. So send me again your the shipping address where we would have to ship it.
Sure.
It would be expensive, but then I mean, if there are like 100 DVDs in or more, we should recoup easy like the freight stuff, right? So I will tell her to go out there and try to get it, but I will warn her that it only works if it's NTSC, and we did it in NTSC. So that PAL didn't work here. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's all out of print, and the one guy who has it is charging hundreds of dollars. So
same in Europe with here's a black edition of Rampage, like an uncut black edition of Rampage, costs $85 on eBay and Amazon.
Oh man.
Yeah. It's because it's also, and I told Splendid why you don't print more. they don't. I mean, it's totally absurd. They don't make any money because that prices are only because some people bought chunks of it and they're releasing it. It's not that Splendid gets $85. They sold them for like $14.99 and then they were all gone. And then now it's in the hand of the dealers and wheelers, basically. You know?
Oh yeah, no, the Boll collection used to be $27.99. Now it's like $250 or something. That's crazy. Yeah, that's the scalpers. Terrible.
Yeah, and you see them too on, I was on a film convention and they also had like this kind of box sets from my stuff. There is In the Name of the King set with all three films in and stuff like this. All I never got a dime out of this stuff. Zero, you know. So
I'm definitely going to check out the director's cut of In the Name of the King now that I know that, because I didn't know that existed. I didn't know that you had a longer cut. That's cool.
Yeah, because it fleshes out the characters more, and it has so this kind of like legs to it. Then, yeah.
Oh
so,
God, because that makes more sense. There's the editing in the theatrical version is terrible. It feels like huge chunks were taken out of the film. So I want to see this.
Yeah, I'm checking here right now. But there is, when you go here on the thing, it's not. Doch, here, unrated director's cut, region free.
Region free. Okay, cool.
Okay, let me see here. Right here. I sent you the link. It's on eBay.
So, yeah, always on eBay. Hopefully it's not too much. I'll check it out.
Oh, it's only 12.64 euro.
Okay.
So, but it's only one available. So, wait 1 second, I send it to you. And there's the link.
I don't know. You know what I think that you should do? I got your link just now, by the way. I think that you should release everything in 4K. Is it up to the distributors, or can you
It's
re-
not. I told a lot of the, let's say it this way, some movies would need get a remastering to be on 4K.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So
So
that is the.
basically, that's the problem. Okay.
Yeah. See, and then I have here the, I sent you the other link of the.
Because I think a 4K would give it new life and you would get a lot more sales, but.
Course, and I told that also to Palatin, who were doing my world sales, and I said, "Look, you're pissing money in the wind." You
Yeah,
know.
4K is what the future is, honestly.
Yeah, totally. Also, all the streamers want 4K now. You know, if you want to relicense the films, you better have them all in 4K. I mean, at least in the name of the King and whatever Far Cry, Post, Alone in the Dark, House of the Dead, Blood Rain, they should do in 4K. At least this movie. You know, but films like Tunnel Rats would look great in 4K. Darfur also.
Oh,
They would.
wow. Yeah, no, Tunnel Rats, that would look great. You're right.
Absolutely. Yeah, so what big other subject matters were happening? The Ukraine wars keep going. Now it looks like Putin has the upper hand. He's like doing massively. Basically, he has more people there now, more soldiers, and so it's like, as we said the whole time, right? I mean, I read an article from Anna Applebaum about it, and she said, like, no, we have to defeat Putin. I think articles like this are completely disillusional about the real situation. I mean, the real situation is that he can deploy another 100,000 soldiers there. He will outperform Ukraine. Ukraine is getting weaker by the day. They have food problems, weapon problems, moral problems, more debt, more destruction, you know. And I mean, in Russia, people barely know that the war is happening and don't feel the war. Because he was able to sell his shit to India and China and stuff like this. So money is coming in. It's still money coming in from the EU. Every day, $500 million for the gas. So, I mean, who should think Putin will just leave or lose? That is the thing. I don't get why they don't try to make a deal and make it every day for the population worse.
Well, whatever happened to that? The other day, there was like, we should have talks. Whatever happened to that?
That is what I'm questioning too.
Huh.
You know, it's like why they don't have talks, and it's pissing me off. It's like very, very bad.
And it's
So
very hard to know what's going on for real because the news kind of pads things out and makes it a little more, you know. We can never really tell what the true facts are versus what the article is reporting on, so.
yeah, you know, it's crazy, and that is what it is. So I think, are we done or we have for something else for today?
I think that's all for the news right now. What's
Yeah,
that?
it's
I
fast,
think that
and as usual I got nothing, so is
I
always.
think that we should all like hope that gun reform happens in the United States after what happened to those poor children, and let's not be disrespectful and try and be all Alex Jonesy and say that it didn't really happen because it certainly did happen. So let's at least agree on that and hope that 'cause there's no reason why anybody would need an assault rifle, just like what Uwe Boll said, in this day and age. So I just want to kind of leave the show on that note and hope that we can learn for the future, don't you think?
Absolutely. Okay, then
Well,
let's
thank you.
stop and have a good Father's Day, everybody who's out there. And bye, bye, bye.
Yep. Take care, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.